Penguin Random House Audio presents Until Next Summer by Allie Brady. Read for you by Brittany Presley and Carissa Vacker. To the people and places who make us feel like we belong.
I want to linger a little longer here with you. Classic camp song.
1. Jesse. August. When I was a kid, I had a button on my backpack that read, "I live 10 months for 2. When people noticed it, I'd get one of two reactions. Total confusion. 10 months of what? Does this poor girl have a terminal illness? Or a knowing smile. The ones who smiled would inevitably ask one question, a question that let me know without a doubt that they were my kind of people. So, where'd you go to camp? No matter the age gap or difference in our backgrounds, we'd start swapping stories, sharing memories. The gruff custodian at my elementary school bragged about winning color wars when he was 14. A bus driver sang his favorite camp song. The Princess Pat lived in a tree, complete with hand motions. My pediatrician told me she once caught her marshmallow on fire and then, panicking, waved her roasting stick in the air, causing the marshmallow to fall onto her bare foot. She even showed me the burn scar, taking her shoe off in the middle of her clinic room while I waited for my 12-year-old vaccinations. Here's what I took from those conversations. There's something magical about summer camp. Those days stick in your mind like pine sap in your hair, like the scent of campfire smoke on your clothes. Even decades later, the memories remain vivid. Which is why I decided that I didn't want to spend 10 months slogging through what everyone else called real life, only to spend 2 months living what felt like my real life. I wanted it all the time. It's sometimes still hard to believe I achieved that childhood dream. That this is my full-time, year-round, always and forever job. I am the head camp director at Camp Chickawa, and we've just completed another successful summer session. The big lawn in the middle of the property is abuzz, hundreds of campers milling around, duffels and sleeping bags heaped in messy piles. Counselors try their best to wrangle the kids as they exchange tearful hugs with their cabin mates and friends, promising to see each other next summer. Then we herd them onto buses, double-checking that their gear is safely stowed below, and wave as they take off down the road. I gather my summer staff, the counselors, lifeguards, kitchen crew, sailing and archery and tennis instructors, and thank them for working so hard. I remind them that camp people never say goodbye. We say, "See you next summer." So that's what they do, exchanging phone numbers and hugs before taking off. And then everything goes silent. The only signs of the 300 people who called this place home for the past 8 weeks are the trampled ground, scraps of trash, and whispers of memory floating through the air. Campfires and songs, pranks and crafts, friendships to last a lifetime. I take a deep breath, thinking how grateful I am to be part of it. At the same time, I'm exhausted. Each day at camp feels like a week, and each week feels like a month. I haven't had a full night of sleep since May. I'm always listening for the knock on my cabin door. This summer, I drove 2 people with broken bones to the emergency room in the middle of the night. 1 camper, 1 counselor. Calmed a pack of terrified 10-year-olds when a tree fell on their cabin's porch during a rainstorm, and stayed up all night cleaning vomit after a stomach bug ran through camp. And most importantly, I kept a calm, reassuring smile on my face the entire time. After all, I set the tone for the summer. The former owners, Nathaniel and Lola Valentine, taught me this.
"Welp, made it through another year,"
a gruff voice says, and I turn to see my assistant camp director, Dot. Like me, she's dressed in Camp Chickawa gear, khaki shorts, a polo shirt, and a wide-brimmed hat. Dot is 5 feet tall and stocky, built like a human bowling pin with short gray hair. I'm nearly a foot taller, with strawberry blonde hair and 2 braids, and skin that freckles or burns within minutes of sun exposure. I smile. It was a good summer, right?
It was chicka wonderful. Nathaniel and Lola would be proud.
Dot's been a staple of Camp Chickawa since my days as a camper, and now she's looking at me for direction. Something I still haven't gotten used to, even after 4 years of being her boss. Let's do a sweep of the grounds for lost items, I say. Then we call it a day. Sound okay?
Sounds great,
Dot says, and off we go. The next morning, after sleeping for 10 glorious hours, I head toward the lake. The air is cool, faintly scented with pine, and full of birdsong. I pull my favorite canoe from the shed. It's hand-carved birchwood and nearly a century old, and slide it halfway into the water, sending ripples across the shimmering surface. After discarding my hiking boots and wool socks on the dock, I pop my earbuds in. It's time for some Broadway magic. I press play on the original cast recording of Hadestown. The iconic trombone begins wailing, joined by the inimitable André de Shields. And as I wade into the cool water and transfer myself into the canoe, I can't help dancing. Luckily, no one's around to see. After stowing my phone in a dry bag near my feet, I shove myself out with my paddle. Our camp hugs the west side of the lake. The rest is ringed with pine trees. The rising sun paints a golden streak across the water, and I follow it, paddling until my shoulders burn. Canoes can be tricky to navigate solo, especially an old wooden one. But I love the nostalgia, the knowledge that countless campers and counselors have sat where I am now. Soon, I relax into the rhythm and pull of paddle on water, and my exhaustion melts away. I've spent every summer at Camp Chickawa since I was 8 years old. My parents divorced when I was a toddler, splitting custody 50-50 because they both loved me so much. I believe them, but the fact is, packing up and moving to a different house each week does a number on a child's sense of stability. It's not only adjusting to a different home, it's an entirely different culture. Different food in the fridge, different neighbors, different rules and expectations. Every week, just as I'd settled in at one home, I'd have to readjust all over again. Which is why that first summer at camp felt revolutionary. 8 whole weeks sleeping in the same bed, associating with the same people, following the same routine. Camp was the stable home I'd never had. Every summer I returned, and when I was 16, I applied for the counselor and training program, where I was able to teach and mentor the younger campers. More than anything, I wanted to become a real counselor during my summer breaks in college. My best camp friend and I were going to do it together, but in the end, she bailed on me. It was painful, the kind of hurt that takes years to heal. But I took the job anyway. When I graduated, with a bachelor's in recreation administration, yes, it's a real degree, Nathaniel and Lola offered to keep me on as an assistant director, one of the few year-round positions at Camp Chickawa. When they retired, I became head director. Nathaniel and Lola were more than my mentors. They were like an extra set of grandparents who instilled in me the values of hard work and integrity, who taught me the importance of giving our campers a place to learn skills, make friends, and grow. Even though they've passed away, it feels like they're still with me. And like Dot said, I think they'd be proud. An hour later, I'm pulling the canoe onto the shore when I hear footsteps. Turning, I see Dot and two other people, Jack and Mary, Nathaniel and Lola's son and daughter. He's short and stocky with his dad's square shoulders, and she's short and soft, like her mother. They inherited the camp, but neither of them has any interest in running it, so they've left it in my hands. Hi, I say, putting my earbuds away. So nice to see you both. What brings you to camp? Jack gives his sister a quick glance.
We're wrapping up Mom and Dad's estate. Can we talk?
You're selling the camp? I say, dumbfounded. The three of us are sitting in the lodge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?